musicality is so crucial in classical playing, and also just the idea of being able to control your instrument dynamically and intonation-wise, and to get clean articulation, things like this.
And technical skill, right?
Yeah, technical skills, exactly.
And then in high school, you had an opportunity to go to the Monterey Jazz Festival, and that really hooked you on jazz?
Well, I think I was hooked on jazz, but, you know, jazz is like one of these things that everybody arrives at a different way. And that kind of like, I couldn't, at a young age, kind of find my own path. And so the classical music was so much more structured, you know. You practice this page, and you get really good at it, and then you go on to the next one, and then that page is a little bit more difficult. And so the progression is much, you know, it's so easy to see. But jazz is not like that. And so I couldn't get a grip on jazz, but I started playing when I was 12. Saxophone, and I really loved it, but not enough to get super serious about it.
You got super serious about it, seems to me, when you met your husband, the jazz guitarist Eddie Duran.
Yeah, Eddie Duran. You know, Eddie was immersed in the scene in San Francisco, and he knew all the cats, as we call them. So, you know, I met with him and played for him. I asked him, he says, well, you have some talent, you know. But he never said anything more than that. And then shortly after that, I said, do you think I could be a jazz musician? And he said, yeah, you could be a jazz musician, but you got to practice. And I just thought that was just too simple. You know, I'd been practicing classically for 13 years and never thought I could just practice and get good at jazz. But it was a little bit more to it than that, but that's essentially it, practice, putting in the time and doing the work that you need to do in order to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. So basically in jazz, you have to design, you know, what it is, who do you want to sound like, what do you want to sound like, and then you have to go after that.
And one of your influences, I read, was one of the greatest jazz saxophonists, Stan Getz.
Yeah. Yeah, Stan was, almost day one of playing the saxophone, I emulated his playing because I love that bossa nova thing, you know. So he was very into that at around 67 when I kind of started the saxophone. His sound and everything, his approach to the instrument was almost like classical, in my opinion. And I just gravitated towards that and actually got pretty darn close to his sound and everything.
At that time, and I think still today, there aren't nearly as many female jazz instrumentalists as there are men. I think if you were to ask someone, even if they're not jazz aficionados, to name some jazz female musicians, they would name vocalists probably, like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and so on. People would be hard put to name, probably, unless they're into jazz, a woman.
True. It is changing a little bit. You know, there's some awfully talented young female jazz musicians. When I was growing up, yeah, I was one of the only ones. I was kind of an oddity, but I just kept doing it because it just felt so good.
Was it hard? Did anyone give you a hard time?
You know, I had a pretty easy go of it. I have to admit, you know, they could see how serious I was and how much time I put into my music, and I don't know if anybody was going to give me any trouble. So that's what I recommend for anyone, even men, you know. Just work really hard at something you want, and it's undeniable.
You have done an album with your husband, Eddie Duran, and it's called From Here to the Moon. It's kind of the classic bebop jazz, isn't it?
Yes, definitely a bebop player, because when I grew up, I heard Charlie Parker when I was like 18, 19 years old, and I was just blown away by how someone could play so fast and improvise, which means no preconceived idea of what he was going to play. And it just sounded so perfect to me, and that kind of was a turning point for me as to say, I'm not ready to do that. So then when I was ready to do it, I wanted to do it very, very badly.
There's a tune on that album, and it's a medley of My Favorite Things and Take Five. I love that old standard, and I love what you all did with that on that album.
Much, yeah. You know, Paul Desmond is one of my big-time influences as well. I just love the way he played Take Five. And then I started listening to My Favorite Things, which I really enjoy, and I said, you know, we could play this in five. So I said, well, why don't we combine the two? And sure enough, it just worked out so well.
Do you like Brubeck's version of it?
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Who would not, right?
Yes. An essential.
You have said, quote, the perfect turn of a melody has the ability to change our destiny. That's pretty heavy.
Yeah. I mean, just think about the melodies that some of these standard songs are based on, and they conjure up so many memories. And the lyrics to these standards are, you know, it's obvious these composers have lived, you know, lived a life. It's just a, you know, it's an amazing ability to have, and it's, I just feel so incredibly fortunate to not only be able to do it, but have the desire and the fortitude to make it happen.
You have a solo album, it's called Simply Mad, and there's a great tune on that album that I really like called Blase Blanc.
We have the wine country very close to San Francisco, and one day Eddie and I, we traveled up there, and he got this glass of wine at the bar, and it just tasted so blasé. And I said, hey, that would be a good name for a tune, Blasé Blanc.
And the tune does kind of evoke that a little bit, I have to say.
Nice.
Also that you played in an all-woman big band in New York City.
Yeah, that was Kit McClure. That was my first all-big band, woman's all-big band. You know, it's a kick to play with all women. They were pretty good. A little commercial, but that's what she was going for at that time.
You mentor young musicians, don't you? I've noticed that you've performed with a lot of newer female jazz musicians and male, too.
Most definitely. I feel teaching is in my soul. I teach anything. You know, if I know something, I'm going to let you know about it. It's just a natural evolution for me. And to see young kids really enjoying music, it's so enriching. I just feel...
Plus, you're passing on a tremendous heritage.
Absolutely. I have students all the way from age 83 to 9. So... Yeah, I love it all.
There's a quote that the great San Francisco Chronicle columnist Herb Cain wrote about you, and he said, quote, Mad Duran is just what jazz needs, soul, swing, and a breath of femininity.
Yeah. Jazz can get a little hard-edged at times, aggressive and angry almost. So I really don't go there with that. I'm much more soft. Oriented, because there's so much to say, just melodically. I mean, it's all good. That's just my preference. I'm more on the love side of jazz.
Do you have concerns about jazz surviving? It certainly has had its peaks and valleys over the years, and there are always hardcore fans, but do you worry about the future of jazz? It's such a quintessential American genre of music, but it has had its peaks and valleys.
No, I don't worry about it because it's not really the music that has its peaks and valleys. It's the level of time and interest that people have to spend listening to it. And I think that we're into a new era, just starting out, that more people are going to be interested in exploring creativity. And this is what I really believe. I believe that music is going to be one of those things that people are going to realize that how much they've missed, and they're going to want it tenfold. And I believe that the entire industry is just waiting to boom, believe it or not. I'm an optimist anyway, and we're into a new era at this point. I'm happy to be on the planet at this time in the existence.
Well, we're happy you're on the planet and your music as well. I have been speaking with jazz musician Mad Duran, and we've been talking about both her career and the state of jazz currently, and it's just been such a pleasure to listen to your music and also to talk with you about it.
All right. Keep swinging.